Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, and a good morning it is. I am absolutely delighted with what I've got planned for you guys today. Live, hot off the press. So let me tell a little story, and then you'll understand where we're going today. 55 hours on that website. 55 hours of shows trying to give you a visualization of what it takes to heal. I'm not talking about symptom control. I'm talking about the heavy stuff. I'm talking about the problems that keep people home from work, that keep them sick, that make them angry at God, that make them ask themselves, why me? And I've spent an entire year now trying to give you a sense of, if that's you, and so many of you are like this, how to see your life, your healing, how to engage your doctor. A month ago, I met a woman in my nutrition class. My favorite kind of person to meet. You know why? She heard this radio show. She didn't know anything or anybody about products, about supplements, about my radio show, about the center in Santa Monica. She was just strumming through the radio stations. And the resonance in my voice hit the resonance in her body, her being. Do you know what that means? If you're listening to the show today, you're going to do me a favor, and you're going to get on the website, or you're going to call in at the 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. And you're going to tell me, or Clem Alita, or Joanna, that you understand what I'm talking about. When I say you're just tuning through the radio stations, looking for information relevant to your life, your health, your well-being, and you hear the sound of somebody's voice go right into your body, and you call the number, and you come to the class. So I have this nutrition class. I've got a couple of them. They're experiments that I think are working. They're proving that people in groups can do things that people can't do by themselves. And this woman comes to this class. She doesn't know me, and I don't know her. And out of an entire class of 30 people, I look at her because I see something in her. Mind you, I don't know who she is. I don't know if she just came to the class because she heard me strumming through the radio stations. And I look at her, and I read her life to her based on her presentation, based on all the Sherlock Holmes sorts of inferences that I constantly allude to about understanding who you're talking to across a doctor's desk. And I'm accurate. 100% accurate. And it just confirms, it reinforces what she knows is about to happen, that her life is going to change. That no, it wasn't some sort of a facade on that radio experience that she had that brought her to that classroom. And then she disappears. She goes back to her homeland in South America. And that's where she lives, in South America. So she's here on business, turning radio stations, comes to the class, has her life read to her, and disappears back to South America. And then about a month later, she comes in to make an appointment. Now, who is this person? Well, her name is Marianne. Of course, that's not her name. It's not right to talk about private things publicly. So, as always, when I refer to people, we have aliases. But Marianne comes in to my office and says, Dr. Minichi, I have lupus. You know what lupus is, gang? Lupus is when your immune system eats your own body. It eats the collagen. You go into renal failure from lupus. You go into congestive heart failure from lupus. If lupus hits the skin, it disfigures your face. And that's for openers. You die young with lupus. And then she says, and I'm reading right off the notes here. She says, I have poor digestion, 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Low energy, 10, 10 being the worst. Poor mental capabilities, 9. Then she goes on, as if she hasn't explained this already. She says, all three are very poor. So poor digestion's a 10. Energy's a 9, meaning that bad. Poor mental capabilities are another 10. And then she sums it up and says, all three are very poor. She's trying to make a point. If there's something on the line that sounds like a little mouse, it's Marianne. She's laughing. Now she's really laughing. Severe constipation is a 10. Bloating is a 10. Dry mouth is 10. She's almost 6 feet tall, and she's 120 pounds. That, if you didn't realize it, is almost skin and bone. It's called cachexia. It tells the doctor immediately, whatever she's eating, she's not absorbing. And guess what? Guess what her chief real problem is? It's not lupus. It's none of this. It's everything she eats gets her sick. From the time she was a teenager, food allergies galore. She eats food, she gets sick. How many of you fit the bill? And I hope you know, but I know you don't know. I've been describing you and this type of a case for months on the radio and what to do about it. Periodontal disease is a 10. Hypoglycemia, Raynaud's syndrome. Raynaud's syndrome is when you put your hands in cold water and your whole arm turns blue. Blepharitis, cystic breasts to the point where people are concerned about cancer. Insomnia. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. Food sensitivities, as I stated, a 10. Then she hits me with the medical diagnoses. She's got the MTHFR mutation. Marianne, you're a mutant. You just admitted to the entire public you're a mutant. Now, you have to put your mouth on it a little bit closer to there, but make yourself comfortable, all right? Everybody will be patient. She's a mutant. She's got the MTHFR mutation. She's got headaches. I'm reading off the sheet. She's got a cyst in the thyroid. She's got kidney blockage because of a renal pelvis polyp. Sinuses are always blocked with thick mucus. She's got anti-nuclear and anti-parietal antibodies. She's got osteoporosis. She's got osteopenia. She's had her legs amputated. No, that's not true. She's hypothyroid, and she's rapidly aging. Marianne, I'd like to say hello.
Hello, <How's> doctor. Hello, Dr. Medici.
Now, she doesn't look like any of these, but this is right off the press, guys. And I beg of you, understand the concepts here. Please understand the concepts. The concepts are that this is a woman that doesn't have all these things wrong with her. When you see people coming in with lists of things like this, and you treat them categorically, each one by itself, you have destroyed the concept of holistic medicine. And it's not just medical doctors that do this, it's holistic practitioners. I'm so happy she didn't come in and say, I have a list of 75 symptoms. What herb do I take for each symptom? She didn't say that to me, thank God. Had she been of that mentality, had she not been resonant in her soul, had she not been vibrant underneath all these symptoms, I mean, Marianne, give me your worst day. Give me two or three examples of how bad it's gotten. And this started more like in 1994, where you just couldn't eat food.
That's right.
Particularly protein.
Especially protein.
So give me an example of what happened starting back in 94, but really starting back when you were a little girl, when you were a teenager, basically. You had terrible food sensitivities, but as of 94, was it, you'd eat protein, and what would happen?
What would happen would be that I would be ridden with anxiety. I couldn't sleep at night. I had terrible insomnia. I had night sweats. It was really diagnosed as hormonal imbalances.
How many doctors? And as I said, I was going to ask you a lot of questions that I hadn't asked you. Give me a ballpark on a number of MDs you've seen.
15, 20.
Give me a ballpark on the number of holistic practitioners you've seen.
Probably 5 or 6.
Have you seen an acupuncturist?
Once.
Have you seen nutritionists?
Twice.
Who were the other holistic practitioners? Like, what did they do?
You know, they had a variety of different degrees, and they did some chiropractor, some herbal. So many did nutritional supplements, and that's all they did.
Out of the 6 holistic practitioners, did you respond somewhat?
I only responded somewhat to one.
Okay, so out of 6, you responded to one. The medical thing was a joke because everybody was compartmentalizing all these problems, digestion, energy, mental capabilities, lupus, hypothyroidism, breast cystic disease, and Yang, once again, it's not just medical doctors that make this mistake. It's holistic practitioners. They address each one of these things separately. They do that. Don't you do that? Don't you say, what herb do I take for this symptom? You do it all the time. I know you do. Now, if that works, it works, but it didn't work in Marianne's case. And that's the purpose of the show, because it doesn't work a lot of the time. The herbs you have to use, but you have to use them with a different perspective. But what about this thing, Marianne, where you eat food and you start getting burning around the breast, so on and so forth?
That's right.
Explain that one.
It starts as a pain.
Tell them what happened when you just started eating fish again.
When I started eating fish again, the center of my breast became extremely painful, as if someone were putting something inside of there. And then day by day, it radiates out. And by the end of the week, I'm in complete pain. I can't even touch my own body.
So you're telling me that you can have a meal, formally. You can eat a meal, and for 2 months, you can have a reaction to it.
2 to 3 months until it quiets down again.
Guys, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Against these symptoms, she eats a meal, and as I think you've constantly stated to me, it's got to be a protein meal. Because you live on, formerly before meeting me, you live on what? White rice and salad.
Carbohydrates and, yeah, vegetables. That's it.
That's what a lot of you guys do. And what don't you do? You don't go to what? Meat and fat. Now, we just did. We just had the anti-aging seminar down in the Southland at the Hilton. They're all vegans down there. Good. If veganism works for you, I don't want to take it away from you. But at least be open to cases like this, where people live in this carbohydrate vegan sort of a mentality. Rabbit food. Rabbit food does not cure a case like this. But we have to talk a little bit more about what this is really about. Obviously, Marianne, number one, I mean, I think by the time you got to see me, you started to understand that one of the fundamental issues with you was you couldn't eat food.
Exactly. I was starving myself to death. I wasn't getting the proper nutrition.
Everybody does this. Lots of people, older people do this. When their digestion systems at 70 years old go down, this is why we hear Dr. Marshall constantly harp, relentlessly harp on raw food, on digestion, on the digestive enzymes. Yes, 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 and yes. And yet, even with these advices, so many of you are like Marianne. I see so much of this. And what is one thing we started to do? Tell us. We went out. She and I took her out to the restaurants, and we started eating raw fish. And we've had about 4 raw fish meals just in the last week. where we made sure the fish was high quality, where we made sure the fish was exquisitely decorated, simply but tastefully, where we made sure that the nervous system, and we're going to get to that in a minute, the nervous system was relaxed, where we made sure that all the conditions to optimize digestion were respected. And that's its art form. Refer to the last 55 shows. So you tell me what sushi was like, what raw fish was like four times this week.
It was fabulous. It was one of the best experiences of my life in the last few years.
And I saw you ingest this, and then I saw you do something. And this is the truth. I saw you respond to the food neurologically. I saw you respond to the food neurologically. Now, for those of you listening, respond to the food neurologically means I saw her absorb the food and shift her nervous system into the parasympathetic zone. If you got that, be proud of yourself. If you don't have a clue, listen to my shows. If you know anybody like this, get them to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're just tuning in, if you like Marianne, just strumming through the stations, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, stream the show, listen to the archives at straighttalk.cc. If you've been listening for years now, for the last 55 shows, go back and review so you understand, if you don't, that when I saw her ingest the food, I saw her shift into the low stress, the parasympathetic mode. That means her intestinal villi are opening their little fingers to the food. So I know you're starting to absorb and assimilate. But that's in an anti-inflammatory state. That's the point, Mary. When your villi, your little suction cups in the small intestine, are under duress, when you're ingesting food under duress, and you don't have that parasympathetic zone, you inflame the intestine. The intestine is malleable. It's like the antennas to a snail, where it senses something harms, and you see those suckers pull in. And then they come out, and they pull in, and they're malleable, like a jellyfish is malleable. The suction cups on the inside of the intestine, the 35 feet of small intestine, reach out like an infant's fingers to absorb. But under stress, under duress, under the worry of the day, under the things in childhood that are still living in the digestive system, you inflame those villi, and large particles of food get through that intestinal tract and create the immunological inflammatory response. And we call that autoimmune disease. How dumb are we? Dumb, 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 and dumb. You have people drinking the Kool-Aid, biting the bullet, thinking they have bona fide, frank autoimmune disease, not understanding that the immune system is simply attacking the food that's not been correctly digested. Dumb. I have no other word for that. Pull your head into the right focus and understand what we mean when we see a 6 foot, 120-pound woman, product of 20, 30, 40 years of malabsorption, coming in with all the symptoms of starvation, including an autoimmune disease. And we're sending, how many years? 20 years like this?
20 years.
And 40 since you were a teenager, basically.
Yes.
How many people I see like that each week? If that's like you, get to my website. I want to hear from you today. I'm telling you, all right? Support this show, because you're not going to get the truth like this anywhere in the United States. We're pulling people from all over the world now off the internet. And I can tell you, we're not getting the word out enough. I need to hear from you. And each one of you listening needs to tell 10 friends, because I'm not going to spend a lot of money on the marketing of the show. I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. It's called word of mouth. And that means you have to use your mouth. This is too important not to get to you. And you have to help. And do your share. Now, let's get to the real story. Because I just told you guys the little story. Here's the big story. So strap on your seatbelts, because here's the big story. How many times on this radio show have I spoken to you guys about what animals do when you pet them? What your cat does, what your dog does. How many times have I said that in an afternoon your cat, your feral cat that loves you, that sleeps on your bed, that purrs with you, that you hug and kiss in love, the lady in the office this week trying to kiss her dog on the lips. Don't do that. But people do it. People who are hygienic, people who consider themselves at the top and, you know, at the top of society, people who are socially intelligent, and they don't make out with their dog, but the dog licks their face, man. People are into their animals. So are you. You love your kitty cat. You pet it on its belly. You purr with it. You talk to it like a dope. Oh, little baby putty cat. You do all sorts of crazy things with your animals. I know you do. And what does your cat do? It begins to purr, and it goes into a wave. The animal responds. It shows you. It proves to you that it shifts into its neurological system in a wave. And yet, that animal could have spent 3 hours in the outdoors. When my feral cat used to go out in these mountains of Santa Monica, out into the woods, there was coyote, there was bobcat, there was mountain lion, there was rattlesnake, there was owl, there was hawk. There were other cats. There were dogs. 8 reasons that animal could have been cannibalized or murdered. And in an average afternoon, it might be attacked once or twice. That's the life of an animal. And that very animal would come back in the house, sometimes with a rabbit in its mouth, and it would lie on the floor, and it would open its arms and legs and say, "Pet me." Are you getting that? Do you understand? That is the way we were conceived, to master the neurological system to the point where out there you can fight with the strength of an animal, fight with cunning, shrewdness, deliberate focus, and yet come back into your den and relax completely and totally. When you don't do that, you die. When you don't do that, you age. When you don't do that, your herbs will not work. Now, there's 2 extremes. You're in the middle, or you're extremely sympathetic dominant, a high-stress lifestyle. And I don't mean traffic stress. I mean your body's wrapped tight. So tight that no matter where you are, even asleep at night, even at home with the wife and kids, you are simply like that animal in the middle of a fight. In the middle of the day, you never get to the other place. So you're either like that, sympathetic dominant, or you're parasympathetic dominant when you relax. And when you relax, your intestinal tract, those suckers in the intestines, they go into the anti-inflammatory state. They respond. Marianne, on your chart here, it says you have antibodies, anti-nuclear and anti-parietal antibodies. The parietal cells of the stomach produce hydrochloric acid. It's as if your own stomach is digesting the cells that make hydrochloric acid on top of lupus, on top of this. That is an asinine way to look at your case. But you put somebody in the sympathetic dominant state, and you keep them there long enough, you will create an inflammatory response systemically in the body sufficient to create these types of symptoms. So if you're listening, this is you. This is you. You get to the point where life is so stressful that you forgot what it was like to take a breath of air. Now I'm going to get to the guts of the show. What do you know about your birth?
My birth for my mother was a very difficult one.
In what way?
She was in labor for 24 hours before I was born.
And you were born in a rough area of Chicago.
That's right. One of the roughest.
And you saw a lot of stuff, as you would growing up, effectively in the hood of Chicago.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you one of those people that fit in? or were you like on the periphery of things?
Definitely on the edge. I definitely did not fit into that environment.
I'm going to suspect that really you were supposed to be born into another city in another century even. I mean, I'm looking at somebody that's sophisticated. I'm looking at somebody that's extremely sensitive. I'm looking at somebody that in so many ways should have been afforded the indulgences that you don't get when you grow up in the hood. And that was so obvious to me the minute I saw you. I saw you and I saw the extreme sensitivity radiating out before you in the midst of that class. That class that was generally very callous that day and numbed down to the point where I couldn't relate. But I saw you sticking out like a beautiful rose, just ready to be watered. And that's literally the way I saw it. And then I find out you grow up in the hood. I find out that you took 24 hours to come down. Guys, there's a guy named Bernard Bale, Dr. Bale. Okay? He's a psychiatrist, very famous man. And what he brought us is the concept that when you're in utero, you have an intelligence. Well, I think we can all agree with that. None of us support abortion. All of us believe that the minute the sperm meets the egg, life begins, as it well does. So why not take a leap into saying and understanding then, as Dr. Bale has put forth, that in utero, fourth month, fifth month, eighth month, ninth month, you're developing a consciousness. I am going to put down on the platform that your consciousness in and by the time you were in the last trimester was telling you, you shouldn't be coming out. That's what I'm going to propose to you, that you knew, that you had an intelligence. Is there any of you listening now or any of you entouraging with friends that would deny that that baby in its last 6 months has an intelligence, a consciousness, an understanding of the world it's in, a receptivity in utero? It's making its mind up. And I think that you were asked to bear the burden of your birth. Really do. I think you came out immediately so exquisitely sensitive, and yet you were going to be chopped up to pieces over the first two decades of your life. And that's how I saw it from the beginning. I saw the high spiritual consciousness, the high intelligence, the connection to God, and at the same time, I saw the torture. And I saw it the day that I met you in that class. And didn't say any of this. I'm saying it on the air today. And then you came back. And I didn't even know when you came back that you had heard the resonance on the show. Resonance. If you're listening, resonance is how you heal. You have to connect to create relationships so that you develop an inner knowing that it's time for you to reconfigure yourself biochemically, neurologically, biophysically. If you miss that, you miss everything. And so there you were, stuck in the vaginal canal for 24 hours. Do you know if your mother tore?
That I do not know.
You have a good-sized head, and you're tall.
And I was a big baby.
Yeah, how many pounds?
8'8".
Okay, so you're almost 9 pounds, and I understand your mom is the small one.
She's the small one.
Yeah, so perhaps her birth canal couldn't handle it, and after 24 hours, you and her decided to come down that canal. And I'm so glad you did, because you serve as a splendid example of what happens to people, supremely gifted people, people who get it, that just don't get watered. And some of you listening, that is you. So you come in, and I take this in. I look at your chart, and I put you on the table, and I call in some of my female assistants. And I simply start to do acupressure, to press into parts of your body. And guys, here's the show. The last half an hour has just been warm-up. Here's the show. I start to press into your body, and you start to respond in a wave like a cat, telling me you don't know what's happening, but this just feels wonderful. And what is that current moving in my body?
That's right. Started with a tingling sensation, which then exploded into waves of energy, energy that I haven't felt in probably 30 years of my life. And it felt, there, when the waves came, there was a release of tension and a warmth and a heat. And I felt very safe. I felt energized. And I just felt fantastic.
You felt beautiful.
Mm.
That's the way we're supposed to feel. We're supposed to feel beautiful in that experience. That's the way infants feel when they're loved. That's the way your animal feels when it's pet. And that animal takes all the pain and anguish of its attacks out there in the world, and it calms itself and soothes itself. And successfully done, these symptoms begin to go away. You don't feel your neck pain. You don't feel your digestive problems. You're digesting now, not just because of the food. You're digesting because you're retaining that resonance you just described to this audience on the table. That raw fish needs an environment in which it can be received. And that prefatory work, that foundational work, is the structural work on the table. So what are we doing, guys? We're putting together the chemistry of the body with food, the psyche, and then we're adding the structural shift, which is the acupressure on the table. And she came in so ready to make this work. Why is this so difficult to understand? Why? Why? 20 years to get people to understand what you did, what I've seen others do. And yet people mess this up. Somebody goes into a little wave on a table, and that's Satan. It's wrong. There's something wrong about it. It's the electrical field of the body. It is the manifestation. It's the physical manifestation of what we say when we say the body is energetic. Oh, don't say that. Sit there like a dead, dumb, stiff in rigor mortis. Don't open your jaw when you talk. Clench your anus all day long in anxiety. Send that clench all the way up to your solar plexus. Twist the nervous system around like a staircase so any food you eat regurgitates back out your mouth. And call that health? And then do something where you unwind. What you were doing is unwinding on the table. There are physical tissues in your body that surround the brain and the spinal cord called dural tissue. And those tissues simply unwind. When they unwind, the body will do that. The body unwinds. That's a physical response to the fact that your body was ready to let go. Healing is an act of humility. You see? Humility. People that don't heal, that can't do that, will not let go. They're not ready to let go. They sit there, they stamp on their feet up and down like babies about how daddy did this and mommy did that and God did this and God did that and all these things, and nobody cares. And this is what people they live with this. They go to their grave this way. Doesn't matter. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. I see them go right to rigor mortis, not doing the thing that Christ said to do. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. The single most relevant thing you brought to me as a doctor was a countenance, a resonance, a posturing of you that said to me, I've been hurt, but in so many ways, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You let go. We've all been hurt. Those of you who don't heal, you're not letting go. That's a big, big, big deal. And even if you are, where's the comprehensive perception of how to translate that letting go into the chemical realm, into the structural realm? Well, we're talking holistic medicine. You're getting it straight off the press. Get your friends to the show. If you're tuning in, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I'm going to stop every 10 minutes now for as long as I do this show forever. You know why? Because you tuned in and you didn't know who you were listening to. And I cannot afford to lose people like you. I need an army of people like you. I need an entire state of people like you. I need a world of people like you. We don't need a world of people running around with 55 different diseases, not understanding what now, Marianne, you understand. So I'm going to tell people every 10 minutes, as long as I do this show, that I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc. Cut through all this marketing garbage and do word-of-mouth referral. That's the old-fashioned way when things were done right in this country, at the marketplace, people talking to people from the soul. So, what I'm going to try to do, in that you're going to stay in town now before you go back to South America and try to translate all of this, okay, into your daily experience, which is going to be challenging. We're going to have to set up some sort of communication system, high tech, because this Skype video stuff is garbage. Hey, Skype, are you listening? Straighten out your act, man. And Apple, you guys too, because these videos, the conferences, the visuals on them are terrible. We're going to use our technological respect for the computer age, and we have to do something where I can sit back right here and see you on a TV screen, and I'll get a big one installed, and you can see me on a TV screen, and we can talk in ease with no tension. Guys, do you realize what's happening? This semi-literate, semi-developed computer age is trying to replace what Marianne and I are doing right now, sitting across a desk in a beautiful location, looking at each other and doing a live radio show. And we think we're coming up with these technologies, everything from Facebook to Twitter to these little tweet twats twits that we do that these computer people are telling us we must do, otherwise we're not going to be circulated and this, that, and the other thing. And it's replacing the marketplace. It's replacing the marketplace. Great book. If you want to know a computer guy that I really respect, his name is Leo Laporte. 640. You know him.
I know him. Yeah, I love his show.
I love his show. He's so human in his voice. And he's a complete computer nerd. And he turned me on to a book. You see that orange one right there? Look at where my finger is.
Right.
It looks like a creamsicle.
Yeah.
That's the Clue Train Manifesto. And it taught me that you can use technology in really effective ways, but you have to respect technology. You have to be fanatical about your technology. You have to spend money on your technology. And you can't settle. The reason I broadcast from this gorgeous place up here was a one-year-long fight with tech people and trying to put together a team of people to give me the freedom in relationship to nature that I have right now, so I can do these types of shows. You just saw me, Marianne, lift myself in this show. And I told you I would do it. That's very built into the resonance of this place. So there's energy everywhere. And the concept, creative inspiration, as we were discussing last night, comes from the ability to draw that resonance from the atmosphere. But you have to put yourself in a place where you can absorb that. Don't let technology get in the way of that. Technology has to work for it, or at least be neutral to it. But if you're trying to work creatively on any level, and technology is bringing you down, like you're having important conversation, supposedly intimate exchange with people through electrical machines that are destroying your brain as you talk, you have drank the Kool-Aid. Before you do that, make them come to the marketplace where you sit across eye to eye, shake hands, and look each other in the face. Before you let technology destroy that moment, get them to the marketplace live. Live and human, without the interference of the computer age, is where we have to evolve. And if we upgrade the technology, we can do that. So the point, those of you that are listening, all right, is create relationship using technology correctly. And that's what we're doing right now. And the resonance to the show goes way up, therefore. So you're going to go back to South America, and what we're going to do with you as we create this long-distance sort of an exchange is we're going to reference everything you do to the way you feel on the table. So the other night we went out and you ate something and I saw it drop right down in a pleasurable way into your body. When you eat something and it works that way, I promise you, you will not have that reaction. Again, as she stated before, it is commonplace for Marianne to eat food and have reactions to it, burning, painful, stabbing reactions that go on for months. And that has kept her in a state of starvation, thus all these problems. And in the inflammation that develops from that, you are going to develop what they call, through their ignorance, autoimmune disease. Thus the lupus, thus the Raynaud's, thus positive, these anti-nuclear antibodies to your parietal cells. Nonsense diagnoses because they don't understand how to feed you. We as a nation are dying because people are forgetting how to eat food. If you drank the Kool-Aid and you're listening to this show, I want to hear from you. 310-320-1132. You get in touch with my staff today, or you get on my website and comment. Or you come to my school. You sign up for the school, and we further this. If this makes sense to you. So we're going to stay in touch, and what we'll do when you go back is you're going to feed into myself and my staff a food journal. And you're going to say, this food rings the bell. This food is neutral. This food I wouldn't look at again. This food would have been great, but I know, Medici, that the quality stunk. This food would have been great, Medici, but the preparation was wrong. When we went out the other night, right, we didn't eat the sashimi tuna.
That's right.
We didn't really like it, but we got high on the yellowtail. We were iffy about the salmon. We had to wait till the taro and the yellowtail cooled down to room temperature before we could be sure that the fat was fresh. And then that snapper. I mean, what'd you have, 3 plates of snapper?
I think so.
What'd you have here for breakfast? 3 poached eggs.
I had 3 eggs, and it was fantastic.
Just tell me, what were these practitioners telling you to eat? Tell me.
They were telling me to remove everything from my diet that I was sensitive to because of the antibody activity, and that left very little.
But these are holistic practitioners.
Yes, holistic and medical doctors as well.
Well, the medical doctors, they have an excuse. I mean, they really do. They don't study any of this. If you're a medical doctor and you're listening to this, I use pharmaceuticals all the time. When you need them, you need them. I am not anti-pharmaceuticals. You hear that? I am not anti-drugs. Don't tell me I told you I'm anti-drugs. I'm pro-drugs if they're used appropriately. I am pro-surgery if it's used appropriately. I am anti-drugs and anti-surgery when it's done needlessly. The medical doctors have an excuse, Marianne. They don't study this stuff, and then the public expects them to know everything.
They know very little, because when I challenged my doctors, they weren't able to give me an adequate response.
And after 20 years of this game for me, they're innocent as far as I'm concerned. Honestly, because they don't know any of this. What about the holistic practitioners? That's who I hold somewhat accountable here. What are the holistic practitioners? How could they miss sushi? How can you miss rare beef? How can you miss rare bison? How can you miss poached eggs? How can you not understand that the gut's inflamed and that raw fats soothe the inflammation? You're going to be getting up, and down in South America, it's easy to find the best coconuts, ripe, sweet coconuts. You're going to put that water, you're going to scoop out that meat, and you're going to add an avocado, a ripe avocado, and you're going to blend it up, and you're going to drink an avocado coconut shake. You're going to suck down raw fat in large quantities. And you're going to add in extremely assimilable proteins, because proteins and fats are made to digest with each other. You will not want carbs. I guarantee you. You lived on white rice and salad.
Yeah, and it's very unsatisfying. It's very unsatisfying.
For a vibrant person like you, it's very unsatisfying. One of the first signs I saw was when you were on the table with one of my massage therapists, and right in front of me, or right in front of her, as I understand it, she gave you some, was it goat yogurt or yogurt?
It was just raw milk. Raw yogurt, yes.
And that's not something you normally do.
No, it's not, because I've been told not to.
There you go. It's these allergy tests. There it is, another example of how the biochemical realm, the eggheads, the people do not really think outside the box, blindly trust their stupid tests, and send people off in all the wrong directions. Those tests, those allergy tests, are done with what type of food? If you want to know if you're allergic to a tomato, go out into the Garden of Eden. Find one if you don't know where it is. Go out into the Garden of Eden. That means a wild environment. Find a tomato shining in the sun, unadulterated with chemicals, with pure water, with clean air, and pick that tomato when it's ripe. And take that tomato and slice it open, add a little bit of sea salt to it, and eat that tomato. And if you have a problem with that, we can talk about your problem with tomatoes. But don't go into some genetically engineered pus hole of a farm. Take that tomato, dehydrate it, chemically extract some of what you would suspect is the antigenic part of it, and then imbibe that into somebody's body through some way, shape, or form. And based upon the immune system reacting to it, tell them they're allergic to it. That is asinine. Take all your allergy tests and shove them. Flush them down the toilet. Dr. Medici told you to. They're stupid. They've been stupid from the day they were conceived by eggheads who do not know how to think outside their box. Get rid of them. The way you determine, Mary Ann, the diversity of foods you're going to bring into your body, and those of you listening, check my past shows, is very simple. Eat the food by itself in the middle of the day on an empty stomach. Make sure its quality is exquisite. Make sure it's prepared in a way that works. So if we're talking broccoli, okay, one clear thing about broccoli is don't eat it raw. Who would eat raw broccoli? You want to know something? I've had dozens of people in my office that eat raw broccoli, and they're proud of it, and they're starving to death, and they have infections all over their body, and they're there to see me because they've got fungal infections all over their face and their arms and their legs, but they're proud of their raw broccoli. They are beyond help. They don't want to listen to common sense. Common sense dictates raw broccoli. Oh, that gas, it doesn't matter. Oh, I'm farting all day. It doesn't matter. Oh, I've got a stomach ache. It doesn't matter. They literally buy into some system of imbibing their food, and they don't listen to their body. Their body's telling them it's wrong. When you ate that sashimi last night, your body was telling you it was right. When you had that yogurt, that raw yogurt, your body was telling you it was right. When you go down to South America and you create your food journal, your body's going to tell you what's right. Question is, my good audience, can you listen to your body? Or are you intercepting all those signals because you're hanging on to that temper tantrum that started the day you were born? You're hanging on to that divorce. You're hanging on to the fact that you're 50 and your life is over. You're hanging on to the fact that you're losing your looks. You're hanging on to the fact that you lost a body part. You're hanging on to the fact that you haven't succeeded in your life. You're sitting there in a dejected state and pretending you're not all day long, and that's why you fail. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You want to make that work in your life? Heal. Healing is an exercise through which you let go of the pain you've suffered. And if you call yourself Christian, that is exactly what the life of Christ was about. Handsome, charismatic, brilliant, famous, capable of anything, and hated, betrayed, stoned, attacked, who knows what else, And he sits there in the garden and says, why do I have to suffer this suffering? Why me? He goes through as man, as the part of Christ that was man. He goes through that moment where he looks up at the Father and says, why do I have to go through this? And he concludes, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He lets it go, and he lives to die, to resurrect, as an example to all of us. And that's what you did, Marianne. That's what you do, and that's why you will continue to heal in a drastic way. This is not symptom reduction. This is a shift in the core of you that will bring you the high degree of resonant health that you're looking for. This is not about a future of spinning around in circles. And we will prove this. Because already, we're burying these symptoms. Poor digestion? I didn't see poor digestion last night. Poor mental capabilities? If you can keep up with me, there's no such thing as poor mental capabilities. Bloating? I didn't see anything last night. The periodontal disease is from malnourishment. Hypoglycemia is because you're in O blood. You cannot maintain your blood sugar on carbs. Raynaud's syndromes, that's from the stress, which you're going to get rid of. The cystic problem in the breast, we're going to open that gallbladder. We're going to give you biliary patency. So we'll teach you the enemas and the olive oil flushes. And as you ingest that and you just blow bile out, those cysts will break and disappear and never come back. The insomnia, I don't think so anymore. And the lupus, honestly, I don't ever think you even had lupus. I think these autoimmune diseases are of different levels and so often out of a diagnosis of exclusion. Another thing that happens in Western medicine, they don't know what to call it, so they call it the closest thing to it. I don't even think you had frank lupus. Just because you get a couple of abnormalities in your HLA-B8 or your HLA-27 or these little antigenic tests they give you doesn't mean you really have the disease. If you guys have bit the bullet on these autoimmune diseases, understand they may be just throwing you into a classification because they just don't want to admit that all that jet fuel that you've been sucking down 20 years on your job has created some sort of really, really bad immunological response to the chemical poisoning. Lots of autoimmune disease, multiple sclerosis. Parkinson's is not autoimmune, but I would put it in that category. I would definitely put lupus in that category. Are so related to chemical and neurological issues that very often really are not what your rheumatologists would call frank autoimmune disease. So I don't really, this lupus thing, I think it was a stretch anyway. But you had joint pain, back pain, neck pain, so on and so forth. And I know what you look like when you stand up off a table. If I were to ask you what pain you have in your joints when you stand up off a table, you would tell me, I don't even know what pain is.
That's right. Absolutely.
Look at that. In 1 week. So who were you? What was going on? This is a case where God's children perish not for lack of faith, but for lack of knowledge. For some of you, it's faith. The pleasure and beauty of knowing you is I didn't have to push you up a hill. You made my life easy. And every now and then, somebody just comes in ready to make my life easy. And then there are people who sit with their arms crossed, who are skeptical, who need to understand everything to the highest levels of this pseudoscience that we call science. Do you know, if I assembled a team of medical doctors around your case and had you present to them, and this is the pity and tragedy and disgust of it. If I had assembled a team of medical doctors familiar with your case around the resolution and symptomology that you've experienced, even in the last week, they would sit there and go, that's anecdotal. Anecdotal means these things happen, but they're not important. Now let's get back to prescribing pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory drugs and suggesting surgeries once your body rots out as necrotic. If you're a medical doctor listening to this, if you're listening to this and you have a medical doctor, do not let them attest to shifts like this and call them anecdotal. It is a cop-out, low-level, tragic word that aborts really what the potential of the divine is within all of us. But you have to have humility. And you have to have knowledge. Without humility, you cannot have faith. You cannot believe that you have the potential to align yourself with Christ, with God, with all the things that you've been given to heal. If you're having a pity party or a temper tantrum all day long about how you've been ripped off. But if you can come ready, if you can come adaptable, if you can come ready to work, anybody can heal. And that's what you did. And that's why you're on this show. And I am so proud. This is why I became a doctor. The rest of it, honestly, it's a pain in my neck. I don't like pushing people up hills. I don't like convincing people of what they're supposed to know. Part of me doesn't even like doing a radio show. Why do I have to spend my time convincing people of what I already know? To have them do what? Listen and walk? Listen and doubt? I'm not a preacher. I'm a doctor. There's a difference. My life is not about one big parade to convince everybody to do what they're supposed to know they know how to do. But I'm giving it a shot. That's due diligence. So you're my inspiration. She's speechless. She's from South America. You're not supposed to be speechless.
I'm not speechless, but this has been we've known each other such a short time, and it's been such an incredible journey so far.
Well, we're going to continue to blast off. There's so much learning for you to do, and we'll figure out how to do it long distance, you know. We'll figure out how to make the technology work the way the technology's supposed to work, and we'll continue to share. We'll continue to grow. If you're listening to this show today, you better call in and comment. 310-320-1132. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. Get to the website. Marianne, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been an honor.
My honor. Ciao.
Been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part, you can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.